Well, I think the reaction of myself and probably many homeowners is this is just really disappointing. I think the feeling would be that if there is to be learning from this catastrophe, there has to be, the state has to take on board a warts and all criticism of the status quo. There's obviously major issues with the governance of the quarries to allow us to be where we are now. And there has to be a genuine want and political will from government to take that on board. And it really gives no confidence to those affected if that they feel that key issues and key criticisms are being suppressed.
And the key point that was made in apparently what was the first draft of the report given to the minister back in June, it stated that while a lot of money was spent on planning and a lot of money also spent obviously on remediation and fixing, or at least planned to be spent, very little was spent on building control inspection as well as market surveillance of those quarries. So it's mind-boggling almost that such a remark would be left out of such an important report.
It's just extremely disappointing. It's no surprise that these criticisms would be made because, I mean, I think that many homeowners who are affected by this issue are well aware of the absolute lack of intervention and market surveillance and the resource. You know, if the government is going to tackle this issue at source, they have to get the oversight and market surveillance of the quarries right. There are many industries in Ireland that operate under close surveillance to make sure that the quality is there all the time. Like, for example, the food industry has to operate under very stringent environmental standards. And I don't understand why elements of the construction industry should be any different than have to operate under, you know, very stringent and robust standards as well, given that their products are absolutely critical to the infrastructure of the nation. And if something does go wrong, it can be an absolute disaster in terms of the effects on the people who inhabit or use those buildings for work, and the sheer cost of actually putting it right. So, and obviously there are elements with regard to dangers to people living and working in these buildings if they're not actually manufactured to the standards that we require. So it is just absolutely unbelievable that here we are in 2022, 8 years after the Michael Action Group officially reported issues with buildings to Donegal County Council in 2014, and we finally got some sort of audit of the quarries, and yet still there is the reluctance from the state to actually acknowledge the reality of what is going on and also to up the resource to make sure that there cannot be a repeat of what we're having to deal with here in Donegal.